coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant John Large. I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode, episode number 78 of Tailgate Radio and all the shenanigans that we bring to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and now 49 countries across the globe. Welcome, Estonia listeners. Estonia. Eastern European country, Estonia. Thank you so much. We don't have any guests this week. We're just going to talk about spring and what you can do to start getting your tailgating gear ready to go. Also going to talk about a recent road trip and an upcoming new podcast that we're going to be launching here at Game Day Media. And we also have a segment that's a total ripoff of a late night talk show. It's called Unpleasant Tweets. And I will be reading those for you as well. So we got a great show for you. Before we get started with this week's show, I just want to remind everybody to check out our website over at tailgateradio.com. We have some great recipes. We've got a great news feed. All of our archive shows are housed there. So check out our sponsor pages, too. It doesn't cost you a dime to go check out our sponsors. They help keep the show free every year. We've got some great sponsors, like the fine folks over at Amazon. They have been with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate that. And so just take a couple of minutes to go over to Tailgate Radio and check out what everything going on our website. Also want to remind you that you can follow us on Twitter, also at Tailgate Radio, Periscope. And we're going to start doing some live Facebook videos over at Tailgate Training Camp. So I'm excited about that. Not quite sure when we're going to start, but we're going to do that, especially heading into the spring and summer. I mean, spring is here. We're already in spring. This is Easter week. If you are listening recently, if you are listening, you know, in August, then the show started or was recorded in Easter week, and that's in March. So we certainly do appreciate everybody checking out our social media, our website, and listening to the show every week. It makes a big difference to us. So when we come back, we will have our Unpleasant Tweets segment, and then we will talk about how you can get ready for your next big tailgate event and a little road trip I took. And we're just going to talk this week. It's just going to be me and you. So I hope you enjoy the banter of a monologue for the next few minutes. So that's what you're going to get this week. And we're excited to have you here once again. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first, all right, Tailgate Nation, do you love books but find you never have time to read them? Well, Audible.com has the perfect solution. Get audiobooks and listen to those books you've been meaning to read while on the go. At the gym, during your commute, Audible.com provides over 180,000 titles from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, newspaper publishers, and business information providers. And their app is free and works on iPhones, iPads, Androids, and Windows Phone. You can also download and listen on your Kindle Fire and over 500 MP3 players. And unlike a streaming or rental service, with Audible, you own your books. So you can access your books anytime from anywhere right from your smartphone. Audible.com has the great listen guarantee. If you decide you don't like the book you choose, no worries. You can exchange any book you aren't happy with for another title anytime, no questions asked. You know, Tailgate Nation, I love bios, and right now I'm listening to three simultaneously on Audible.com. The first one is Howard Cosell, The Man, the Myth, and the Transformation of America. The second is Dusty, Reflections of Wrestling's American Dream. And for my business sense, I'm listening to 21 Great Ways to Manage Your Time and Double Your Productivity by Brian Tracy. Those books have been extremely interesting. And again, I have the option of listening to them in my car, on my phone, while I'm relaxing, right before I go to bed. So I enjoy everything that comes with Audible.com. And for listeners of Tailgate Radio, Audible.com is offering a free 30-day trial membership. So go to audible.com/tailgate today to start your free trial. Again, show your support for the show and get a free 30-day trial at audible.com/tailgate. That's audible.com. You know, one of the funniest and sometimes sad but interesting things that has been out there recently is Jimmy Kimmel's mean tweets. He'll bring in sports personalities, celebrities, musicians, just anybody in the public eye, and they read mean tweets that people are writing about him. And some of them seem to genuinely laugh it off and take it in stride. Some of them seem to be genuinely hurt and upset. So I thought, you know, we would do the same. Oh, I will tell you, first of all, the vast majority of our tweets that we get over on Twitter are very positive, very engaging, very interesting, very fun. But there are some people from time to time that take little shots at us. Nothing just crazy, but you know, I thought we would take the time to read a few unpleasant tweets from our audience here at Tailgate Radio. So here we go. Complete ripoff of Jimmy Kimmel. Unpleasant tweets. Cue the music. Jayhawk69. You sound like a dumber and less attractive version of Matthew McConaughey. All right. Jayhawk69, are you a male or female? Because I have questions in either case. But, okay, a dumber and less attractive version of Matthew McConaughey. Thank you for that. The next one. Leviathan Z. At Tailgate Radio is the bomb. Oh, nice. A big stinking pile of sh bomb. All right. Awesome. That's funny. All right. Next. Larry Tate is great. GR with the number 8. Nice. I wish you would tailgate in the Sahara Desert. ... and never come back. Okay. Thanks, Larry Tate is great for that. All right. The next one. NYC WTF 27. Are you from Texas? Texas sucks and you suck. And you sucks. So it's Texas sucks SUX and you sucks SUX. Aw, thank you. I appreciate that. And finally, the last one. This is 5. Bob 2373A. Your show is terrible. I listen every week. It's just terrible. All right. So that concludes this week's version of unpleasant tweets here on Tailgate Radio. If you want to send an unpleasant tweet, I would rather you send a pleasant one. But if you want to send an unpleasant tweet, send it over to Tailgate Radio. And we answer a lot of them. I don't remember answering any of these. They're pretty definitive statements. They weren't asking questions. Oh, I guess one of them asked if I was from Texas. Yes, I am from Texas. But other than that, they were statements of opinion. And yeah, we appreciate it. I've said on previous shows, whether you like the show or don't like the show, we love to hear your feedback either way. So with that being said, this concludes this episode of Unpleasant Tweets here at Tailgate Radio. Now, this is a very interesting week in the world of sports. There's no motorsports going on, so there's no NASCAR, no NHRA, no IndyCar. And you know, from basketball perspective, you got the Final Four is going to start to take shape this weekend, as well as NBA and NHL playoffs are getting ready to get started. Baseball is in the swing. I actually attended a big league weekend that had the Kansas City Royals and the Texas Rangers playing a little baseball. So there's starting to be a shift in the sports from fall and winter to spring. Spring is here. Spring has sprung. But I decided I would take a little road trip up the road to the barbecue capital of Texas, which is a little town called Lockhart. It's only about, I don't know, maybe less than 10,000 people, but there's barbecue joints on every corner. And I visited a great place called Black's Barbecue. If you ever get a chance to visit this part of the state, which it's between, it's south of Austin, north east of San Antonio. So it's easily within a drive if you're in this part of the world. And I know a lot of you come to this part of the world from time to time. So if you do, head over to Lockhart and you will get to pick and choose your favorite barbecue place in that area. Austin's got some great places. So does San Antonio. And so does the state in general. No matter where you are in the state, barbecue is primarily beef brisket. But in Texas, I'll tell you, it's very interesting because not only is it brisket, but it's also ribs and it's sausage, which most other places don't consider sausage a form of barbecue, but we do here. And very few places use any type of barbecue sauce. You can certainly get it, but it's one of those things. And I have to tell you, I had a great meal with the fine folks at Black's Barbecue, not paying me to say this at all, just giving them some love because I had such a great time and the atmosphere is great. And it's just a great way to spend an afternoon enjoying some great barbecue.
This is cause for a celebration.
This week's feature on Game Day Gadgets is that of the Carson Rodizio. As you recall, a few months ago, we talked to Blake Carson about his Kickstarter campaign to get his Carson Rodizio in production. Let's catch up with Blake now. So tell me about the process, the actual cooking process that the Carson Rodizio implements that from that Brazilian culture, because it still is pretty, relatively. I know there are some large cities, but by and large, the masses aren't familiar with that form of grilling.
For sure, they know and are familiar. Most of them are familiar with the Brazilian steakhouse, but no one really actually goes back and looks at the grill and how those steers come out like that. They don't really take it to that degree. But you brought up an awesome moment when we first met at that trade show, because that was our goal, was to feed as many people as we could there. We had a little 10 by 20, it's just a small little thing, and we had these suitcases, and we were like, when you invest in marketing and things like that, they just hit you up for every little this and that, and magazines and all this stuff of investing in money. I was like, no, we're investing money in food. We're gonna try to get at least 2 ounces of a bite and as many people as we can at that trade show. It's gonna show the amount of quantity you can pump out of premium quality, and it's just three of us. Me, my chef partner, and my manufacturer that were there. And we went through hundreds and hundreds of pounds of food on those suitcases, and we had lines. It just was so much fun. Just showing, we can sit here all day long and talk about the physics of it, and this and that. It's like, no, look how many people we fed, look how many people got to taste this, and how everybody can do this. It's not just because I've been doing this. It's anybody can. I guess eventually people will get tired of having to flip all that food when they can spin it and have it do its thing and slice it off and serve it up. And so basically, the physics of it is what drives everything. I mean, rotisserie has been around since the beginning of time. It's not anything new as far as technology-wise. But the American grilling culture has been programmed to grill with a lid and grill with a grate and to be standing in front of a grill constantly manning it. And it's just been kind of ingrained. The Weber Kingsford propaganda has been phenomenal. It's created the American culture of grilling. It's brought people in their backyards, but it's also been very limited in that you always have to deal with a lid. And one of our taglines is a stink outside the lid. And everybody asks that, how do you cook without a lid? How does it cook with it's people are so blown away by it. And it's amazing how I've had the same conversation with some of the most powerful executives on the planet. And the way they've been brought up and taught how to grill, in this culture has been very the same. It's how many grills out there are basically selling you surface area. yeah, there's a lot of cool different, you know, the Clamato is a great example of its new found, you know, that's been around for thousands of years in Asia. It's just now became, got its found its day in the culture because the physics of it doesn't lie. The difference with Rodizio as opposed to every other style when it comes to charcoal or wood, excuse me, the segment HPBA defines it in as pellets, Clamato, charcoal, gas, electric. That's kind of how it's segmented. Well, there's a completely different segment, a third dimension, which is Rodizio, because you're basically trying to take that same surface area and create cubic cooking volume as opposed to square inches. So in that case, I can fit within, just as an example, our kit is 13 inches by 15 inches by 18 inches and extends to 24 inches. So how much meat you can have spinning in a, you know, 2,000 to 4,000 cubic inch area, and it cooks fast. You can cook a 6-pound cut of some of the best steak of your life, 6-pound, you know, the top sirloin, and slice it off in 20 minutes, and it'll be there, and you'll have it at every tailgate. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, I saw people off the streets and never cooking things for their entire life get hired on at these fine dining Brazilian steakhouses. They're feeding 500 people in a week. They're like, this is it right here. You can't tell me that this is not way of the future when it comes to barbecue.
Yeah, and I remember vividly one of the memories that sticks out in my head at that event we were at in Atlanta was just the sheer number of people that were in line waiting and the ability of the three of you guys to feed so many people. It was unbelievable. And on top of that, I'll just say this, because I'm sure you remember this, there was just a hellacious storm that blew in that morning. So not on
– No, that was scary, man. We're shooting a documentary. It was like, this has just got to be told of what that whole few days was just. Yeah, the few minutes before that, we thought God was going to lift that entire area up and throw it. I mean, it was bad. It was purple. I don't know. They were making up colors of how bad it was on the radar.
Yeah,
they were like, oh man, we batten down hatches. Showed up the next day, and hopefully there's only a few signs out of. We were spared. It was nice.
Yeah, and it brought up something I'd really never thought of before, was that three-dimensional cooking, because you were able, in a relatively small space, to just cook so much more food than, as you said, we're all ingrained to think of with a gridiron top and putting the lid down and hanging around and talking about, you know, what's going on underneath there. You can actually see it. It's to me, it when you take a step back, it just makes so much more sense to cook that way.
It is a new technique, a new tool, and it does take people a good 4 or 5 times to finally get their fire right, getting the skewering right. Once you can get a campfire flame, and you can get whatever meat you're cooking to stick on the skewer, because every single cut has its own little way, nuance of how to get it on there and have it stay and not have a flopping problem. So I tell people it is like a grilling instrument. It is something that once you learn how to play it, because it's not going to be that, it does take a little bit, not too much. Not as difficult as learning how to play the guitar, but once you get it, the reason it's, the journey takes a while is because when you think about it, like I have the same conversation with some of the most powerful people in there, and it's a challenge to see how many flavors they can pull off for however many people in how short period of time. So when you can do 14 different flavors, beef, chicken, lamb, pork, fruits, vegetables, and feed a 20-person, 30-person tailgate in a period of an hour to 2 hours, that's powerful. And that takes an element of skill there, you know, that the Indian or the arrow. The arrow is only as good as the Indian, right? So it takes practice to get able to do 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 14 different premium cuts or vegetables or fruit. To do the regular old cooking a steak, it seems to come more natural, a little bit easier, and just the fun factor of it, it's hard not to just sit there and be mesmerized by me cooking over live fire and having that fire case pop up and the fear, you know, the bust, the flare up fear. All these other companies will, oh, this prevents flare ups. It's like Rodizio, you want flare ups, you want a fire case. Because the thing is, if it's sitting stationary, a flare up is bad because gravity is going to, you know, fuel that fire because of the grease. But if it's spinning, you're utilizing gravity as opposed to fighting against it. And you're wanting that fire kiss sear, occasional fire kiss sear. That's what adds that little bit of, you know, caramelized kick. So just to piggyback what you're saying, it is very, 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 very easy. But to really, really get the use out of it, to really know how to play it, it does take some practice.
Yeah. I'm here with Blake Carson. He is the inventor, founder of Carson Rodizio. And Blake, let me tell you this. I saw recently that you guys are right in the midst of your Kickstarter campaign. And
yeah.
I jumped right on board, so I'm a supporter. And
Thank you, man.
But tell the Tailgate Nation exactly what your Kickstarter campaign entails. And we're going to put some photos up because I want people to be able to understand what it is that you have constructed that is, to me, it's amazing because now you have taken your idea, your concept, and have made it applicable to anything that people may already have in their backyard.
Well, what you originally saw was the suitcase, and it was, you know, Forbes said it was the coolest barbecue grill ever, really. It was an incredible article it did. And what we've kind of ran into or found with it is that, you know, you did have to convince somebody who has 5, 6, 7 grills to buy a completely new grill. And it wasn't, you know, it's a premium product. It's pumping out 70 pounds of meat. It's, you know, it's about a $700 grill. So we kind of found, well, how do you make that cultural connection faster? Why not build a strain that sits on what people already know? And so they'll be more open. The price point will be a lot more, stomachable, if that's even a word. And so that's kind of where it became. So let's sit this on the top selling gas grill, there is, the Genesis, the Weber Genesis. And then so we fit it to those dimensions, the 13x15. And then we said, well, let's make a telescope where it can sit on a bunch of other, but see what this can fit. And it just happened to fit a lot of things, just out of, icing on the cake, I guess. I don't know. It just was phenomenal. So basically it's a cage that sits on a Kamado, a Green Egg, a Primo, a Weber Kettle, a Weber Genesis. If your grill can fit the dimensions of 13x15, that's 15 tall, 13 wide, 18 long, or extends to 24 inches long if you want to build a custom pit. And you can turn your fire pit, your gas grill, your Kamado into a Brazilian-style steakhouse.
That, to me, is a game changer. I mean, because that's so, you know, I know so many. I was talking to Chef Ted Reeder the other day, and he was saying, I have 60-some-odd grills in my backyard that I use to try new recipes and to work on different ideas. And he said, unequivocally, the best piece of equipment that I have, bar none, is the Carson Rodizio because it is so versatile.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean.
That's my praise. I love that guy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, how can people that are listening, how can the Tailgate Nation get involved in your Kickstarter campaign and or purchase their very own Carson Rodizio?
Absolutely. You can get them right now. We ran an initial Kickstarter campaign that allowed us to raise enough money to have stock now to this day. But we weren't, unfortunately, able to raise enough to keep the company going. So we had to do another Kickstarter campaign, which we're currently in. So basically, you can get it now off the shelf, order it off our website, carsonrodizio.com. It's $4.98. We have very limited stock left. I think we maybe have 60 left. Or you can go to our Kickstarter campaign and back us for $2.98 if you're okay with waiting until March to get it. That's kind of the give and take. We can sell it to you at a dirt cheap price if you're willing to wait 6 months. And that's kind of how we fund our inventory for next year. We're able to have a loyal backing follower, people that believe it. I think we have about 111 backers now. That are basically allowing us to keep the Rodizio revolution rolling. So if you want it now, you got to have it now. You're tailgating, you know, in mid-season, and you want to impress some people right now, then go to our website and grab it. If you're willing to get a huge deal on it, then definitely back us on Kickstarter. We really appreciate the help and the love, and welcome to the Rodizio Nation.
And, you know, I like some of the branding you have there, too. You've got your own Carson Rodizio football jerseys, not American football, but soccer jerseys that look really cool.
We can make American. We're not limited to that.
and you know, you've got some cool, there are different aspects. So whether you're a, a beginner, or if you want to go full tilt, there are a lot of different options and number of skewers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
And it really makes it a very versatile product. And how can people follow you guys on any type of social media you have so that they can keep track of the growth of this company? I have no doubt in my mind. And first of all, Tailgate Nation, buy that 60 that he's got in inventory. Get those to your next tailgate party so that we can get this next round of Kickstarter finished up and ready for the spring.
Absolutely.
And but how can they follow you to really keep track of what I think is going to be? I think you call it the World Rodizio Revolution. I don't have any doubt that that's what it's going to be.
That's awesome, man. I really appreciate that. I've been working on this for a good 20 years, so it's anytime you hear that, it never gets old. So social media, Carson Rodizio, Facebook, Twitter, that's the handle, Instagram. If you really want to see and be a part of the community growing, we have a group called the Carson Rodizio Players Group. We have probably about 300-350 people that have units right now. So they're kicking around SDI ideas, sharing their learning journey with any sort of, you know, hacks that they've been able to come up with. Because I did everything I could to test it for as long as I could, and it's just fun to see the community embrace it and really get around it. So if you really want to see the action with it and people, you know, nightly cooking on it, then Carson Rodizio Players is the group that you can join and just be a part of it with us.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.